One of the largest smokeless coal manufacturers says it's putting its investment plans on hold and considering its future plans in Ireland. And this, they say, is due to the lack of clarity by the government about a nationwide smoky coal ban. Tim Minnett from CPL Industries has been talking to our correspondent, George Lee.
We're in a policy vacuum. You know, we're in a complete information vacuum. We've written to the minister twice. We've asked for meetings repeatedly. We've had no feedback at all. So I'm in a very difficult position as a guy running a business, trying to make a decision with no information. But we are, like anybody else, we are absolutely reviewing our next steps with the plant and what we should do, yes. I want an announcement. We need to know. We have to buy raw materials and coal in the right quantities, and we have to buy them now. We need an announcement within the next 10 days.
So Tim Minnett from CPL Industries saying they need a decision on smoky coal within the next 10 days. Our environment correspondent George Lee is with me. Where are we on all of this, George? How likely they'll get their decision in the next 10 days?
Well, I think they all believed that they had it. 4 years ago, Alan Kelly announced that the ban on burning smoky coal, which is in place in 26 places around the country, towns and cities like Dublin and Cork and so on, which saved an awful lot of lives. When the ban on smoky coal came in Dublin in the late 80s, it saved 350 lives a year due to the effects of air pollution. Alan Kelly announced 4 years ago it would go nationwide. Even as far as last March, the Minister, Dennis Nocton, who was in charge of environment, said that it will come into effect, particularly totally in 2019, and that the coal distributors had 12 months to sell off their smoky coal, but it has never been signed into law. Earlier this week, the European Environment Agency published a report highlighting in Ireland the nationwide ban, which they believed is in effect since last autumn. All of these factories made their investments for over the last 5 years, a lot of money, a lot of jobs, with a view to saying that they will be able to supply the market, and the Minister, Richard Bruton, hasn't signed off on it. And they're really desperate now because the factories, from their point of view, need to know right now what to order so they have the smokeless coal manufactured for the autumn. The issue in relation to the health effects are enormous. It's described by the World Health Organization as the biggest environmental health risk that we have is air pollution. And most of the particulate matter which people breathe in, which is that air pollution, it gets in through your lungs, in through the little holes at the end of your lungs, they say it's coming from coal.
But, you know, George, anyone who remembers the time when smoky coal was being burned in this city in particular, it was appalling. You could see the damage, you know, that was being done in front of your eyes. But people, you know, air pollution isn't visible to most of us. So where are we at now in Ireland with our air quality?
We are improving our monitoring of it, but all of the most recent reports say that particularly in towns like Birr and Tullamore in Killarney, we have a very serious problem where people don't understand that they have that problem when people come home in the evenings and they light the fires. On occasions, they're saying that in the likes of Birr, where they have, or in the likes of Enniscorthy in particular, where they have really good data, that there are times, even in January this year, that the air quality was as bad as Beijing. So when you burn that...
As bad as Beijing?
They absolutely, 100%. And they say the same in Killarney, the same in Tullamore, places that have been studied. And particularly when people come home in the evening and light the fire and kids go out to play and people go out with their dogs, they go out to walk and they're breathing in this air, which has all of those particulates in it. How it affects people, some people think it's just asthma. And obviously people who are asthmatic really do feel it. And anybody who knows them knows what they're talking about. But the real damage is done because it operates a bit like smoking. It gets into your bloodstream through the alveoli in your lungs because it's very, very, very tiny, these things. It causes inflammation. It opens up the lining of your arteries. In goes the particulates, the likes of cholesterol, and so you've suddenly got atherosclerosis. Most of the deaths from air pollution are a contributory factor to heart disease and strokes. And that's why it's important. It is invisible, but it is very serious and very real. And all of the reports say it. Environmental Organization, World Health Organization, European Environment Organization, even the Irish government, but they haven't done what they said they were going to do about it.
We'll follow up on this story with you, George. Thank you, our environment correspondent, George Lee, there.